The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second segment, 5 o'clock hour, old school crew in effect once again, January 31st. It seems like it was New Year's the other day. Time's going by fast, man. Next thing you know, we're going to be counting down the days to the season. Just like that. Just like that.
If you're a player right now, what's winter conditioning like?
Well, I'm sure they're just getting in the weight room, just getting started. I think it's like new beginning, so it's like spring ball. You're excited and trying to make some gains and stuff like that.
How much were you doing over winter break?
Like after the bowl game?
Yeah, between then and now.
I would have probably took, when we won a national championship, probably took a full 2 days off, then I'm back at it. I always felt like I didn't want anybody to get an advantage. Now, it wasn't to the same intensity, but I'm not going to just sit around and not be active. If you care about your sport, I one thing I learned really when I got to college more than anything was the feeling of knowing that you're not physically ready or not in shape or to the whatever. So I never wanted to get out of shape. That's one thing I always wanted to do.
Isn't that interesting that some people do it because they love doing it? I worked out because I hated the feeling of not being in shape during a drill.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, that's that healthy fear.
Right. That the fear of not being able to finish sprints as a speedster, air quotes. Mm. I never wanted to be last in a sprint because I was tired. You were that faster than me, but you could have been in better shape than me.
Yeah,
and I didn't like that. I didn't like in basketball running suicides and not being able to lead from the front.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to do that. And I had some real psychological issue about that because I hated that I needed to go there to get to 100% work ethic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how other people do it, but for me, I'm going to run in the summer so that I'm not embarrassed in the fall.
Yeah, I think, for me, I started all this stuff like late as I got to Nebraska. So then it just became a part of my life or my football life and routine. And then I felt like a fish out of water when I didn't do it. So, but I just think right now, this is the point where you got to reestablish yourself, you know, set that identity. You know, it's really the beginning stage. So you want to kind of get in there and like, you know, get used to really, really taxing your body and stuff like that. And also another thing is like, you want to be sore after a workout, especially at the beginning, because you're going at a different intensity that you can't replicate being at home or whatever. But you also don't want to be in a lot of ways locked up after, you know, where you can't do anything for a week and a half. So you want to make sure you're in good enough shape to be able to operate at the intensity that you need. And I always felt like, If I'm prepared, I got an advantage over somebody else that's sitting on the couch. And so it's a starting spot. And it's also, this year is really interesting because what we're going to talk about next is Ty Robinson, right? So you think about this is really the first time in a long time those guys that have been here, you know, 5 or 6 years through, you know, a couple staffs, COVID and all that stuff, they're gone, right? All of them are gone. Maybe Javen's back and maybe one or two, right? But they're all gone. And so now this is like a fresh identity and let's see what this version looks like, right? Because as much as the young players were handed the keys to the team. It was unofficial during bowl practice. It's official now because those guys have no more eligibility. So guys that maybe were so consistent that you didn't appreciate the consistency, like a Ty Robinson and Nash and Isaac Gifford and all those guys and guys that you maybe were left with what we want more, like the Tommy Hills and all that, they're all gone. And so it's going to be interesting to see who really steps up and understands what true leadership is, because that means they were paying attention when the other guys were there, or who has to still go through that process of finding your identity and what type of leader you are. Now back to Ty Robinson. Mm-hmm. And so I think down to the Senior Bowl is Tommy Hill, Ty Robinson, and Thomas Fedoni. I know for sure Ty Robinson and Fedoni had a really good week because they've been mentioned. And I think Tommy Hill did pretty decent, you know, as long as his foot's the, you know, A-OK. I think he tests that well, he'll be just fine. We want to give a shout out to Ty Robinson because the D-line, interior defensive line group this year is deep. I mean, dudes that are deep. And Ty went down there and showed really well, left and said, and pretty much said that it's known he's going to be a top 100 pick. So you're thinking that's top 3-round pick. That's pretty dang good for him.
So I'm always curious then. Did he produce at top 100 level while at Nebraska? If he did.
This year he did. This year he was top 100. Yeah, this year he was pretty consistent.
One of the top six, top eight defensive linemen.
Well, I mean that's just kind of all depends. I mean, interior guys, he's up there. I mean, DP, I'm talking about, this is a deep defense.
Yeah, I mean, but that's why I'm asking the question, because we've seen, so we can have that conversation. DCAP, we can have that conversation. Cam Taylor Britt, whether you got this. Whether well,
that's
the juice,
different. That's, I think that's a little bit more circumstantial though.
Okay, well that's why I'm asking.
Right, and the same thing, like, so, and that's supply and demand, and it's two different. And I've been on Ty Robinson's side where the linebacker group is deep, so you can get sometimes a second round talent in the fourth round. Mm-hmm. That's how a GM gets
Trey
a job.
Palmer. There's right? some people that
right that right. that definitely exceed whatever. Or you could be where you come out. And the linebacker group is very small.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
And everybody needs linebackers. Next thing you know, you're Mike Mamula and shoot up to like top 10 in the draft. So I think Ty was pretty consistent this year, very consistent, played well in big games, and got significantly better. I think the biggest thing that helps Ty, obviously, you know, look, being 6'6 and 305 pounds, being athletic and strong, he'll test out well. I think the biggest thing is he offers scheme flexibility. He can play all four. He can play from a zero to a four.
What's ideal for him?
He can do it. He can do any.
Would you play him in a three? Would you play him in a three? Or would you play him in four?
I'd play him at a three.
Like, just to hope that that's where he goes. That somebody who uses that will see him and put him there, and not ask him to do things that he wasn't necessarily good at or better at.
But he has experience playing a 4i. He can play 5 in a certain scheme, but I think he gives you, he can play a 1 on a third down, a 1 technique for people out there. I know it feels like we're speaking a different language, is essentially head up to a shade on the center, right or left. And a 3 technique is a little bit of outside shade of the guard, depending on the scheme. Do you want it a wide 3 or a tight 3? He can play all the way up, head up to inside on the tackle. I just think he gives you a ton of flexibility schematic-wise. You don't have to take him off the field on third down. Plays well against the run. He's athletic. He's tough, durable, great condition. And he's a good teammate and stuff like that. So he made himself a lot of money.
So can the same be said for other Husker players who are there performing, right, that you get a chance to be seen by somebody that can use you for how you're going to be successful rather than just needing that position?
Yeah, I mean, I think
What's Tommy's ideal situation?
I think Tommy's ideal situation. First of all, Tommy, if he's healthy and he tests out well, the size is good. I think for Tommy, it's more like the interview process, right? That's big for him. I think let's just assume he tests out good enough. You know, I don't think he'll be the fastest corner, but I think he'll be better than average. He's got size. He had a really good junior year. I think the biggest thing for him is going to be outside of football. But I think the one thing, if I'm Tommy or his agent or an advisor, I think the one thing I'm telling Tommy, like, yeah, you're going to start at corner, but you want to make sure that you got position flexibility to later in your career, as long as your mind's right, to move back to the safety.
Well, he's like a Carnell.
Remember Carnell Lake?
Right. But doesn't he have 5 back potential that he could play anywhere in this thing? And that's probably how he's going to make a team. How he's going to get drafted.
You got it. Don't think that you're
could be a kick returner if they also needed that to be right, the case.
Punt returner, right? Guy that your whole if it's 2-hour practice, you active the whole time.
Do everything. Yeah. You still
get drafted. Hopefully, he gets drafted pretty well. I think Nash had a really good week out there at the East West. He had a couple of highlights, which is really, really good for him because I think it was in pass rush drill. So I think that was the thing that he was able to maybe remedy. You know, you can anchor against the run, big, strong dude, show some athletic ability and do well. And I think you also want to tip your hat to, and these are only the guys I know, is like Thomas Fedoni, got into the Senior Bowl, weighed in good, looked good, and he made a couple contested catches. So he's able to make some real NFL catches. So, and then also he's been healthy for the last 2 years. So, you know, everybody that's got a chance to go. And I think, Isaiah Nair, he did really well. He won, like the East West, they have the practice players as day. He won it twice, and he made some really big catches. So that's good for him.
In that, like, it's always fascinating to me to watch a college player who may or may not have had the level of success in their college career go to these combines and show out, and then actually make a way for themselves. Like this, listen, combine camps are made for Thomas Fedoni. Like it checks every box. Are you good at this sort of thing? Can you practice this way?
Yeah.
Can you flash, right? Which he does. Yeah. It looks the part. Nair, I'm a little surprised, only because we did not hear much from him or about him while he was here.
Yeah, after the Illinois game slowed down a little bit, obviously the Iowa game wasn't his best bet, but I also think sometimes when your back's against the wall and you get to go out there, and plus, you know, you're kind of doing – like 7-on-7 in pads, you know, where you're able to, you know, 1-on-1, so you're able to do some stuff. And so, you expect him to do well. And I think also, I think the way Nebraska play or practices, competing and stuff like that, allows guys to go down to those high pressure situations and perform. It's not foreign. I think if you was some other, you know, staffs prior, and I'm talking about prior, like Mike Riley and those guys, they would be shocked. You know, Mike Riley's guys would be shocked at the intensity of you're out there. It's a true job. The coaches can't sit there and hold your hand. You know, you got to go out there and do it. And sometimes, you know, look, I was like this. I play with a lot of great players. I didn't just play with good players. I play with great players. So you're not able to put up astronomical stats. And sometimes you can be so good. It's like, oh, he's this Nebraska player, this, and they like, let's try to get him, you know, a little bit later. And I was able to go exceed, you know, my draft status. And so sometimes it could be situation, scheme, supply and demand, or the light comes on and you get a true opportunity. So, you know, everybody that's going from Nebraska's, you know, roster last year, you wish them the luck. Because there's I truly feel this. The more guys you get drafted, it helps you recruit. But the more guys that go to the next level, it helps your program overall. And so that means you're doing something right. You get guys that go over to go make some money. That means that, you know, you're developing them and doing all that stuff. So we're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.